Imagine if the difference between an average manager and an exceptional one wasn't years of experience or an outgoing personality, but rather specific micro-behaviors anyone could master in a fraction of the time. This is the revolutionary premise of the Leader Lab. Based on groundbreaking black box research observing what great managers actually do in their daily interactions, this book has become required reading at companies like Google and Microsoft for good reason. The secret? 7 fundamental microbehaviors called behavioral units, BUs, that consistently appear in effective leadership interactions. These aren't grand theories. They're practical, learnable skills that transform management effectiveness immediately. Great managers ask 5 times more questions than average ones. While most managers pride themselves on having answers, exceptional ones recognize the power of inquiry. The Q step, asking questions before offering solutions, transforms interactions from dependency creating to capacity building. When team member Olivia struggles with a project, an average manager immediately says, "Here's what you should do." But a great manager asks, "What solutions have you considered so far?" This simple shift makes all the difference. The Q step requires overcoming what's called the honk urge, that natural impulse to jump in with solutions rather than exploring through questions. It's not about asking any questions, but genuine ones that come from curiosity. Avoid pseudo questions that are really statements in disguise. "Don't you think we should?" Instead, ask what you genuinely want to know and watch how this transforms your leadership effectiveness. Communication breakdowns cost companies millions. One organization lost $500,000 in 24 hours because no one confirmed their understanding of a plan. One person assumed signed paperwork was required, while others thought a verbal agreement was sufficient. This is where 3 powerful BUs come into play. Paraphrasing what someone has said creates clarity, catches misunderstandings, and builds trust remarkably quickly. Like the carpentry principle, measure twice, cut once, it serves as a verification mechanism before proceeding. Deblur involves identifying ambiguous blur words that mean different things to different people. Words like soon, better, or qualified lead to serious misunderstandings with real consequences. One employee was fired after misinterpreting EOD in her manager's request. To her, it meant end of her workday, while to her manager, it meant 5 p.m. business closing. Validation, acknowledging emotions and experiences, builds psychological safety. Whether acknowledging a team member's frustration with a challenging project or celebrating their milestone, validation creates meaningful human connections. Studies show employees who receive regular validation are 4 times more likely to be engaged and 40% less likely to experience burnout. How do you balance enthusiasm with strategic focus? Rather than shutting down ideas or automatically approving them, great managers use LinkUp, explicitly connecting actions to goals. Visualize goals at the top of a triangle, with all actions connecting back to these objectives. When a team member suggests a new project, instead of saying yes or no, ask, "How does this connect to our goal of increasing customer satisfaction?" This creates alignment by ensuring everyone pursues the same goals rather than working at cross purposes. LinkUps enable autonomy by helping people understand the why behind tasks so they can make independent decisions. Research by Ellen Langer shows that providing reasoning significantly increases compliance. In her study, simply adding "because" to a request increased compliance from 60% to over 90%, even when the reason was obvious. When teams clearly understand how their work connects to broader objectives, they make better day-to-day choices and collaborate more effectively across departments. This alignment reduces friction, speeds execution, and maintains focus on what truly matters. Despite increasing pressure to do more faster, great managers recognize that taking time to do nothing often yields better results. The pause BU involves intentionally stopping to reflect, recharge, or reconsider. Our brains work best in bursts, alternating between intense focus and complete rest, much like athletes who optimize performance through interval training. Pausing is particularly valuable during conflicts and high-stakes decisions. Under stress, heart rate accelerates and peripheral vision narrows, limiting attention and creating a mental gas pedal effect that leads to rushed, poor decisions. John Gottman's research found that pausing at points of conflict escalation is one of the strongest predictors of successful relationships. This same principle applies to workplace conflicts. The extract BU represents the deepest form of learning, mining experiences for insights through deliberate reflection. Like fighter pilots who meticulously debrief every flight, great managers pause to review what went well, what didn't, and what they'll do differently next time. Harvard Business School research shows that professionals who spend just 15 minutes daily reflecting on lessons learned perform 23% better than those who simply accumulate more experience. While mastering individual behaviors is essential, exceptional managers also implement systems that support consistent excellence. For productivity, they use precise time language with specific deadlines rather than vague terms like ASAP. They help team members identify their 2-3 most important things that will create the most value each day. Great managers transform meetings using the 4P opener framework: purpose, why, product, tangible outcome, personal benefit, why participants should care, and process, how to reach the outcome. For leading change, successful managers follow Kurt Lewin's model: unfreeze, change, refreeze. They conduct camps listening tours to understand how changes affect people's core needs: certainty, autonomy, meaning, progress, and social inclusion. They break complex transitions into digestible steps and plan early wins to build momentum. People development happens through capability mapping and zoom-out conversations that help team members find their workplace product market fit, the sweet spot between what they want to develop and what the organization values. The highest leverage opportunities exist in the Venn zone, where personal growth aligns with business requirements. The most powerful insight from the Leader Lab is that management excellence is achievable through focused skill development rather than personality or charisma. By breaking leadership into concrete, actionable techniques, the path to becoming an exceptional manager becomes clear and accessible to anyone willing to practice deliberately. Research shows that poor management is responsible for 70% of variance in employee engagement scores, while good managers can increase team productivity by up to 40%. By mastering small behaviors that make a big difference, showing genuine curiosity, providing specific feedback, removing obstacles to success, you create ripple effects that transform not just your team, but potentially your entire organization. Start today by choosing just one behavioral unit to practice in your next conversation. Notice the impact, reflect on what worked, and gradually expand your repertoire. Leadership excellence isn't about who you are, it's about what you do, consistently and intentionally, one interaction at a time. The journey to exceptional leadership begins with these small steps that, over time, create massive positive change in both results and human experience.